Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio I'll discuss the writer Geoffrey Hill. Now Geoffrey Hill was a English poet and also a teacher of English literature at university. And it is often said that Geoffrey Hill was considered one of the most distinguished poets of his generation and was also called, within quotes, the greatest living poet in the English language, unquote. Okay? Greatest living poet in the English language bhi bola jata tha inko. Now let me read out how a very famous critic describes the writings of Geoffrey Hill. Okay? Quote, known as one of the greatest poets of his generation, writing in English, and one of the most important poets of the 20th century, Geoffrey Hill lived a life dedicated to poetry and scholarship, morality and faith. He was born in 1932 in England to a working class family. He attended Oxford University, where his work was first published by US poet Donald Hall. His poems later collected in a volume called For the Unfallen Poems, okay? For the Unfallen Poems from 1952 to 1958. This is the full title, okay? This volume marked an astonishing debut in dense poems of rough and twisted syntax and astonishing rhetorical power. Hill planted the seeds of style and concern that he cultivated over his long career. Hill's work is noted for its seriousness. Okay? It is noted for its seriousness, its high moral tone, extreme allusiveness, and dedication to history, theology, and philosophy. In early collections such as the work called King Log, okay? L-O-G Log, King Log, which came out in 1968, and then Mercian Hymns, okay? Mercian Hymns, which came out in 1971. Geoffrey Hill sought to convey extreme emotions by opposing the restraint of established form to the violence of his insight or judgment. And it is generally believed that he dealt with violent public events. Appalled by the moral discontinuities of human behavior, he is also shaken by his own response to them, which mingles revulsion with fascination. Now, both of his works, King Log and Mercian Hymns, are a series of prose poems, okay, are a series of prose poems combining memories of Hill's childhood with tales of 8th century Mercian king Offa, O-F-F-A, Offa, are acclaimed for their use of Christian symbolism combined with what a writer called high seriousness of the poet's style, unquote. So this is how this famous critic describes the writings of, in particular, the poems of Geoffrey Hill. Okay, 2-3 volumes he points out. One is King Log, then Mercian Hymns, usse pehle For the Unfallen Poems. Okay, ye title hai. And then as this critic points out that in his poetry, you'll find dedication to history, theology and philosophy, and also the combining of Christian symbolism with high seriousness. Okay? Now, one thing I want to point out is that ye jo title hai, Mercian Hymns. What is the meaning of Mercian? Now, Mercian was also a dialect that was spoken during the Anglo-Saxon times, and it was also the name of one of the Anglic kingdoms, okay, in England during the Anglo-Saxon times, jinke raja ka naam tha Offa, O-F-F-A, and this ruler ruled his kingdom from 757 AD to 796 AD. AD of course is now called CE, okay, common era bolte hain usko. So from an exam point of view, just remember the important works by Geoffrey Hill. The first I pointed out, For the Unfallen. Okay, For the Unfallen. This is just a major collection of poems. Okay, poems whose themes are on history, war and the human condition. Okay, and even this draws on religion and mythology. Afterwards, I told you King Log, L-O-G, Log. Even this is a collection of poetry and it continues to explore themes related to history and violence. Okay, and then we have Mercian Hymns. Ye bahut famous hai inka, Mercian Hymns. M-E-R-C-I-A-N, Mercian. Okay, this is a sequence of prose poems that blends history, mythology as well as personal experience. Okay, and basically it creates a kind of portrait of the Anglo-Saxon kingdom of Mercia, which was led by the king Offa. Okay, and just remember that with respect to the poetry of Geoffrey Hill, you'll find moral seriousness, historical depth, a lot of allusions also, and it grapples with the theme of religion also, and of course human experiences. Okay, so all of these are combined in the poetry of Geoffrey Hill. Okay.